For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Welcome to the Brett Mega Show. AB out another day because she's at Sean. She went to Shawn Mendes.
She did.
Last night at Red Rocks, which is like a really cool. It's like the number one place to see a concert. So really cool that AB got to go to that and experience that. Super excited for her.
Yeah, I know. I've been like living vicariously through her social media. So I know she'll bring back lots of stories.
It got to be at it's like a concert for his album that hasn't come out yet. It comes out like middle of November, so it's really cool.
Yeah, she could find the positive in anything. I was thinking it wasn't going to be like that amazing because the concert is his album. Yeah, though, like Brett said, that isn't just, even out yet, so
music,
they're not going to know any music.
Yeah.
But AB's like, oh, I think that's going to be cool. I'm like, see, that's a difference between you and I.
I do think it's cool that she gets to be one of the first people to hear it and like all the stories that he's going to tell. Yeah, we'll have to post some pictures or something because she has this really cool shot of like the stage. It looked like super intimate and like kind of like all black and white. It looked like artsy, which is that was really cool.
On brand for her.
Yeah, we'll hear probably more about it when she comes back. We'll talk more about it later in the show because myself, Hannah, and Kevin all went to a celebration of life for Jen Myers, who is just big part of Y98 for so many years. Kevin, I know you were the first person to walk through, which doesn't surprise me.
I didn't plan it that way. You know,
yes, you did. You got there at 3:30.
Yeah, that's probably it. Well, you know, I was always the first one in Jen's life that she would see at work because I was always the one.
True.
I was the guy that they said, if you were late, you know, Kevin should have called you because Kevin's here. So we started actually becoming, I became the phone tree. If I didn't see you before a certain time, I had to call you to make sure you were on time.
That's funny.
So yeah, so it was only fitting, but man, that was rough. That is a thing you don't really want to do. You know you need to do. My dad used to say that. He goes, as you get older in life, you'll realize there are a lot of things in life you don't want to do, but you have to do. That was a have to do, but it was just so good to see so many people and so much love. And those photos of Jen and her life, what an incredible life she lived.
Ryan said something, her husband, and he goes, she was the same person on the air than she was off the air.
That's such a compliment.
Yes, and this might be a little bit inside, but people that you listen to on the radio or people you see on TV, they're not the same people. There are this industry and some of these celebrities that you see and you think they look so nice, they are not nice people. They are not that same type of people. But the Jen was not like that.
No.
Jen was a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. She was awesome. She wore her heart on her sleeve.
Yes.
She was all of those things on the air and off the air. And she was exactly who she said she was.
Yeah, and I knew it was going to be a special moment. Jen had an eclectic musical taste of things and had great impersonations of some famous singers, one of them being Anita Baker.
That's funny.
On my way to the Celebration of Life, out of the blue, Anita Baker's Sweet Love started playing.
No way.
And I went, that's how you know. That's the sign how you know that, you know, Jen is still with us and still, you know, you can still feel her presence. But again, man, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with the entire Farmer family as they unfortunately have to, you know, they have a funeral today. And it's just too soon.
We'll miss you, Jen. Thank you for sharing your life with us on Y98. And then the people who will get to listen to it and be part of it, thank you for being part of that story as well.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Petey Jones has had so much happen to him. He tragically lost both of his parents and then his brother, ultimately, who was supposed to be his guardian after losing his parents.
Damn.
So
no.
Petey had just been facing a lot of turmoil lately. But luckily, his social studies teacher and his football coach, Ryan Holdren, became like a really good person for Petey to lean on during these times. He ended up actually like letting Petey stay with him as well, and kind of took him in as a big brother and a teacher and a mentor. Well, Ryan and his wife actually became his legal guardian with the support of his remaining family, and he was able to really take him in. And now Petey is going off to college, and now the football coach, who is like his mentor now and his guardian, he's like having a little sentimental moment to send him off because now it's like his guy.
Oh my God, that is so
that
sweet.
That is so cool.
And it goes to show you that it just extends further than
right.
just the locker room,
yes.
right?
Yep.
What a cool story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, we've been doing a little trick-or-treating on the Brett Maga Show. You look into the bucket,
mm-hmm.
get to pick out your candy, Halloween on Thursday. Sour Patch Kids are suckers.
Ooh!
Sucker. There you go, on Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going Sour Patch Kids and praying that it's the watermelon pack.
Oh, you like the watermelon ones?
Those are so good. Anytime I go on vacation, that is a necessity for me. Like, carry-on on a plane is going to be Sour Patch watermelon.
There's, like, weird travel snacks, too. Like, I never eat combos, but, like...
So you gotta do it when you travel.
Well, traveling,
yeah.
Like, I always pick up combos mm-hmm. at, like, an airport. Kev, what's for you?
What kind of suckers are we talking about here?
Tootsie Pop, Dum Dum.
You can pick.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if it's a Tootsie Pop and it's the variety of like the better flavors, like cherry Tootsie Pop, I'm in.
Okay.
All right. But I'm not doing the orange. I'm just not a fan of that.
Ew, that yeah. is jail.
That yep. is the oranges.
Yeah,
weird.
It's like,
funny.
What's wrong with this taste?
I would say suckers. I like suckers. I think they're a little bit longer to last.
Okay.
I don't like this sour stuff.
You don't?
I mean, I don't hate them. Like, I can eat them, but I don't get the fascination with them at all.
This is like a yeah. realization to me. I did not know that about you.
I do have a quick, interesting story about sour candy, though. It's probably the reason I'm married. My wife did like the sour candies and those sour Skittles. After CCD, she would back on Wednesday, she would teach CCD, and every Wednesday I would work at Target, and my wife would show up and just buy sour Skittles when I was working at the cash register.
Oh, shoot.
And come talk, and they're like 50 cents, and I'm like, why do you drive all this way to this Target to get these sour Skittles? And she's like, I like the sour Skittles.
Oh. That guys, lime green bag.
Yeah, I don't think she was really after the sour Skittles, guys.
The polls are open.
All right, Tiffany, you ready to take on Hannah?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. All right, Hannah, you get out of the room. I'm going to ask Tiffany 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to give her more hints than you.
Okay, I'm going to go put my oatmeal in the sink.
Thanks.
Is that code for, like,
cheating? Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, what is this? What?
Sounds sketchy.
Yeah. I'm going to go put my oatmeal in the sink. Yeah. All right. She sounded very grandma-like, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to put this oatmeal in the sink. All right. All right, Tiffany, you ready?
I am.
All right. Your oatmeal's out of the sink. Screw that. All right. What is the name of the Sanderson sisters? Or what is the name of the sisters in Hocus Pocus?
Sanderson sisters.
Boom, look at that.
Great answer.
Told you.
Great.
I told you we're going to help you out, Tiffany. Which former tourmate did Taylor bring on stage in New Orleans?
I want to say Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah look at
nice.
You. There you go. Zendaya's boyfriend has stepped in and with paparazzi. He's also a superhero, so he had to save her in front of some paparazzi. Who is Zendaya's boyfriend?
I'll give you a hint. He just announced Spider-Man 4 is coming.
Spider-Man?
No, well...
Well, all right, I think we'll count it. Yep. I mean, it is. Tom Holland,
Tom Holland is
Spider-Man. Yep. John Legend's wife trolled him for going to the World Series. She said, you don't even know what a Grand Slam is. Who is John Legend married to?
I don't know that one.
Okay. And then Freddy's last name in a scary movie,
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
Nice
All right.
Job.
Good job,
hey.
Tiffany. Let's bring in Hannah and see how she does.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Before she left, she told us she was going to put her oatmeal in the sink. Did you do that?
I did, in fact, put it. I actually put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, okay. We have a dishwasher here?
Yes, mm-hmm. we do.
Who knew? All right. Good to know. All right. Tiffany, Hannah was washing her dishes while you were answering questions. Tell her how many you got correct.
4 out of 5.
Four out of 5. All right. Let's see how Hannah does here. Name the sisters in Hocus Pocus.
Sanderson sisters.
Wow.
Yep. I stay locked
You're
in on Hocus Pocus.
Yep. All right. Which former tour mate did Taylor Swift bring on stage in New Orleans?
The one, the only, Sabrina Carpenter.
All right, two for two. Zendaya's boyfriend had to act like a superhero, plays a superhero, and rush her away from paparazzi. Who is Zendaya dating?
She's dating Spider-Man, and his name is Tom Holland.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Kevin is pumped.
Kev, I know that made your heart flutter that I had a superhero question.
Just
right.
So you know that we would have counted Spider-Man for Tiffany, but we wouldn't have counted it for you.
Yeah. Well, I did it just for some funsies, some brownie points, if you will.
All right. Three for three. Here we go. John Legend's wife trolled him for going to the World
Chrissy
Series.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yes, it is Chrissy Teigen. She said, you don't even know what a Grand Slam is. Who is he married to? It's Chrissy Teigen. And then in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's last name is?
Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, well done. Wow.
Hannah Gibbs, there you go.
Maybe I should put my dishes in the sink every day and I'll do so well.
It's all about getting the oatmeal.
Karma.
Yeah, all about getting your oatmeal and doing the dishes. What is happening? All right, Tiffany, you have to say this is Tiffany and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tiffany, and I've been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool!
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving!
All right, let's check out what's trending. For keep it moving, I'll read off a headline. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Like, Hannah, what's your favorite type of scary movie?
I don't know what kind.
According to Americans, psychological horrors are their number one scary movies. Like, think Silence of the Lambs, Misery. Next up, actually, is comedic horror movies, like Scary Movie.
Okay, that would definitely be for me.
Yeah, and then finishing in third, behind comedic scary movies is Supernaturals, like The Conjuring or Exorcist or Candyman, things like that, which I thought would be number one. But yes, like the psychological thrillers is it, and or they like the comedic ones. Mm.
Definitely comedy for me, too big of a baby.
List of 2025 best college towns and cities.
Where are we partying at?
Yeah, so Walled Up actually explored a bunch of different things. Social environment, things like that, friendliness, but also like economic opportunities for college kids as well. Austin, Texas, where the University of Texas is, finished number one.
Not surprised.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, where University of Michigan is. Orlando, Florida, and Tampa, Florida rounded out the top four, actually.
No Columbia, Missouri?
No Columbia, Missouri for Mizzou.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. A jar of dirt for the World Series is going for how much?
You know, keep it moving. It's sports.
It's expensive. The broken McFlurry machine problem has finally been solved, maybe at McDonald's.
I have a story about this, too, so you go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So it's actually a company that's supposed to fix them, and that's why. So there's a website called themcbroken.com, and any given time, 10% of the McFlurries across the nation are always broken.
Right.
They're just constantly broken. And so the reason why is because a company called Taylor has to fix them. So that's the agreement they have with McDonald's. So they're always waiting for like a Taylor guy to show up and fix it. Well, now they just legally made it that McDonald's can actually hire a third party like fixer guy.
So
if you have a handyman that can fix it, you can just call them up and say, hey, can you come fix the McFlurry machine? And they can now. And so now McDonald's can do that.
Wow.
Do you have a McFlurry story now?
Yes. The other day they said it was...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down and I was really upset, and then when I got to the window, they're like, I don't know who said it was broken, here's your McFlurry.
Wow.
It was all good. It was a lie.
What kind did you get?
M&M.
You didn't get us any.
Sorry.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, before we kick off an hour of commercial-free music, we'll give you the Megamind question of the day. AB is off today, so it's just Hannah and Kevin doing the guessing. All right.
Oh.
Yesterday, we had a lengthy conversation about me and free stuff and if I knew stuff that was free or not, so here's a question about something that's free. 11 billion of these are sold, but they're actually free.
This is really hard. I'm really struggling with this.
We had a lengthy conversation about being sold and for free yesterday. 11 billion of these are sold, but they're actually free, Hannah.
Can of oxygen.
A can of oxygen.
Have you ever seen a can of oxygen sold?
11 billion.
Actually, yeah.
Mm. 11 billion of them? Mm. Just everywhere. But people just walking around with those cans of oxygen.
Some people have inhalers.
Okay. No, you're wrong.
Gosh, I sound dumb.
I've got several guesses, but
Kevin has several guesses. Well, Hannah had nothing. Well, you had zero guesses, Hannah. And Kevin has several.
Because I'm thinking about some place that gives this out, all right? In particular, restaurants, all right? 11 billion is a large number. I think it's condiments. Because you can get those free at a restaurant.
Oh.
You can get free packets of mustard and ketchup.
You like that guess, Hannah?
I'm wrong.
It's not right. No way.
It's right.
What?
Yeah! Yep.
11 billion ketchup packages are sold, and they hand them out for absolutely free. So not only did you have this ridiculous guess, you couldn't think of anything, but you just got whoop, whoop, whoop.
Someone turn off my mic. I'm done today.
Mega Minds.
This is an interesting week to be doing it because it's Halloween week here on the Brett Maga Show. And we bring in an award-winning psychic and medium. His name's John Capello. And this is what I've always heard. Like, the veil is thinnest between, like, us and, like, ghosts or those from beyond the grave. And so he can connect with you with someone from, like, a loved one from beyond the grave. Just needs the sound of your voice and then the spirits come and speak to him. So, Courtney, go ahead and say hi to John when you're ready.
Hi, John.
Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, fine. Are you in love with someone right now, or are you just kind of bonkers over somebody? Are you planning a wedding, or just are you married?
I'm just kind of partnered with somebody, but I'm not married.
Just partners with someone. Okay.
But you really love that person, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to marry them?
Sort of.
Sort of. John's picking up on love, Courtney. Maybe you do want to marry this person.
So I didn't mean to bust you out of the air, but...
Yeah, Courtney's like, I don't want to put all the pressure, but yeah. Look at the giggles, Courtney. So that's a yes.
Well, red right now.
You want to hang out now? Well... I think that they would be very lucky to have you.
Okay, well, if you're listening, you propose.
Yeah, just know.
Just know.
Okay. Well, Courtney, the thing with you is whenever you make a commitment to someone, you always seem to put your heart and soul in it, and you become very devoted. Is that right?
Very much.
Okay. So are you close to your mother?
We are getting closer, yeah.
Okay, because it just seems like the two of you are finding common ground.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Also, is there a sister or someone you consider a sister?
Yes.
Okay, because it just seems to me that the older you get, life is starting to get better and better. So you may have come out of some difficult times, but it just seems like things are coming together for you. And you're starting to make some ground in life, and it's making you feel more and more at peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seemed like that choked you. Did that choke you up, Courtney?
Yeah.
How come?
I've had a really rough last couple of years, and I am finally starting to get back on my feet, and just hearing that, it just reaffirms everything.
Well, good. I'm happy for you. What I keep hearing is for you to stay consistent and don't fall back into any kind of self-doubt. And I keep seeing eat a lot of pizza. I don't know why I heard that, but are you a pizza person?
I love emos.
What?
Get yourself a pizza today, Courtney. I feel like
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, you have to get some emos today, Courtney. Did that help? How are you feeling right now?
Much, much better.
That makes me happy, yeah, Courtney, for you.
Yeah. Thank you,
Courtney. We appreciate you calling in. Enjoy some pizza, and I'm sorry you went through a tough time, but I'm glad you're on the come up.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Courtney. We appreciate you.
Okay.
All week long, if you want to do a psychic reading, we're going to be doing them with John every single day at this exact same time. Or if you want to do a longer reading with John, he's given 40% off if you go to johncapello.com and just use the keyword and code word Y98 to do your own psychic reading. It actually kind of sucks that AB's not here today. She's off on vacation today because she went to Denver, like Red Rocks, one of the best like music venues, to see Shawn Mendes' album before it even comes out. Like this, like, I don't know, private, intimate experience. But we just posted something that she worked so hard on behind the scenes, and all of us here on the Brett Mega Show worked on. So if you go to our Instagram, you're going to see a video of us hand delivering pumpkins to people this holiday season. If you remember a couple of weeks back, I talked about how my family does this thing called Fall Day, and my wife and I started this back, I think I was looking at like my Facebook memories, and almost like 10 years ago now, guys.
Wow,
we've been doing Fall Day. And this is even before we had kids. My wife and I had always wanted to like have our traditions, and we're big family Christmas holiday traditions people. We love our holiday traditions, and Fall Day kind of kicks off all of that. We go to a pumpkin patch, we make homemade chili, we drink Fall in a Cup, which is a more expensive fall pumpkin spice latte, and we hand deliver pumpkins on this show because I want to bring that tradition to other people. Even for our family, like life has been really busy lately. Yeah. It's been really stressful. And my son has so interesting to have this like Fall Day story. Carved his first pumpkin. He's three.
Aww.
Named him Kiwi.
Aw, Kiwi.
Named him Kiwi. My son, it was Sunday. We had to get rid of Kiwi, actually. Didn't make it to Halloween.
Oh, no.
My son cried his eyes out. Was so is my you were a good pumpkin, Kiwi. Maybe I'll find the picture. I think I might have grabbed the picture, Hannah, and we could post it if I have it.
Of course, yeah.
Of him like kissing Kiwi, like goodbye. Carving this pumpkin meant the world to him.
Oh wow!
This pumpkin, it seems so still silly and ridiculous, but he was. And we're walking yesterday. He goes, "Man, pumpkin Kiwi was a good pumpkin." It's just filled with holiday memories. It is us carving our first pumpkin together, and we would light it every single night. We'd put a little candle in there and light it as we go on our after-dinner walk and come back and see it. And so we made a video of us hand-delivering this tradition all over St. Louis, all over.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of my, this is maybe one of my favorite traditions ever on the Brett Mega Show, us going out in the community and giving pumpkins to those who are going through just different hard times. It could be for any reason. They just need some love. They just need an uplift at this time. And it's crazy because it's not just us going and uplifting that one person who had like a story. It uplifts everybody. It uplifts the kids who picked up those pumpkins at Eckerd's. It uplifts us to do those kind things. Like, it really does just like fill the community with love. This is one of my favorite things. And I love that AB was able to capture all these moments for us and perfectly put them together in a video.
If you remember some of the stories on the air, if you missed them, there are people that we hand deliver these pumpkins to who were foster moms for kids. They were a grandma who literally told us a story about how she lost her husband. It was the 1 year anniversary of when she lost her husband. And she lives in Fenton, by the way. And I think Hannah's going to go over there for like Sunday meals because she was like,
her and I are linked up now.
They literally just talked. I thought we would never leave their house, but that's how it was.
Right.
It was like we were hanging out at grandma's house and we were just chatting up. She told us the whole story of the months leading up to losing her husband and the love of her life, what it was like in the hospital for her when she wasn't getting the answers that she demanded, she wanted. Like, we shared laughs together, we cried together. And it seems absolutely ridiculous to go out of your way to bring someone a pumpkin, but it is so much more.
I mean, we all drove out to Washington, Missouri to go deliver a pumpkin to a family. And then they had so many grandkids that came together to plan out this day and spend time. And then we got to meet them and their dog. And it was just like, I can't even explain how like blessed we are to have like met these people and have heard their stories and just make family out of this.
Brad had said, you know, that his kids, he was going to take all the kids out of school to get this pumpkin. I was like, wow, that's so ridiculous, but awesome at the same time. So if you want to see the looks on those people's faces, you want to see the kids picking out the pumpkins at Eckerd's, they had a blast. They were so much fun. They're hilarious.
Shout out Bowles Elementary.
Yes.
That's right.
You can go to our Instagram right now. Please give it a follow. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. BRET1C, Brett Mega Show on Instagram to see us. AB Kemp search some amazing moments. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
After being flamed in the Hollywood spotlight, Giselle has a big announcement to make. I'll share it in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Giselle Bundchen is expecting her third child, but this time, not with Tom Brady. Giselle and her boyfriend, Jakeem Valenti, will be welcoming their first baby together. So this couple has had a lot of headlines made about them. This is the, like, big couple who got flamed in the Tom Brady roast, given the fact that this is Giselle's boyfriend, who is also her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Oh, yeah.
So like, this has gotten a lot of heat, the relationship has.
Because, like, they were still together when he was her personal trainer. You never date the, you know, the personal trainer, yep, jiu-jitsu guy. Everyone was like, okay, Giselle. And now all of a sudden she's carrying his baby.
Yep, yep, she is. And they actually, she denied the relationship, yes, at first, too. But now they're confirmed. They've been confirmed. And they,
yeah,
are going to be.
They're rolling around jiu-jitsu style. Like, yeah, they were. Clearly.
They are. But she says, they say that they're happy for this new chapter and are focusing on creating a peaceful and loving environment for their family. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real question, is it rude if you go to, like, the rich neighborhoods, you know, like the fancy places to go trick-or-treating? Is that rude or is that messed up? 314-531-9898. If you know that a neighborhood has a lot of money, you know a specific spot, like, you know, Ledoux, and it's like, hey, right, hey, I know that they got a lot of money. They're more likely to have full-size candy bars. You take the kids in the van, hop them off, drop them off in the neighborhood. Is that messed up? 314-531-9898.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of that. I think it kind of takes away from the tradition of Halloween. Like, I think it's really special to go to your neighbor's houses and just be around, like, your own community. I think it's kind of wrong to just drive somewhere just for, like, the
big houses and the big candy.
Like, yeah, the right, switch up. I'm thinking of, like, a word I can't say, like, sociographical, something demographic. I don't know. I just think it's weird. I think you should stay in your own neighborhood.
I kind of agree. However, when Sarah and I moved to our neighborhood in Grafton, we were told by neighbors, just letting you know, at Halloween, they bring a truckload, and literally a truckload,
yeah,
of kids on the back of a trailer, and they come out and they trick or treat. So
what?
Just be prepared for that.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not a fan.
So Connie doesn't like it either.
I'm
not
a fan.
You must live in the rich houses that people are wanting to go to.
I guess it's a tradition that they have this, like, there's a flatbed trailer, and I don't know, like 30 or 40 kids are on this trailer. They come and they trick or treat in our neighborhood. Now, our neighborhood's really nice, and we got some, you know.
Don't they do it on the 20th or the 30th?
We do it the day before.
Oh, really?
You Illinois folk, let me tell you.
Yeah, and the reason why is because Alton, you know, it's a neighboring city there, has their Halloween parade, and it is the oldest Halloween parade in America. So
in America? Wow.
Yes. I'm probably making that up.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
Look it up. Somebody tell me.
Fact check of Hannah? But it's Hannah's like, fact checking her like she's like one of those.
I whipped out the iPad.
That's right. But it's a big deal. And so the other, you know, communities around Alton are like, you know what, we'll change our dates to make it, you know, so people can go to the parade as well to get even more candy. But yeah, they bring this flatbed truck up. There's a lot of kids. And sadly, depending on when it comes up, it's like sometimes you don't have enough candy left. So you're like, lights out, close the door, we're out.
Let me tell you, I would rather have so many kids come up to my door that I run out of candy versus what I've been dealing with the past couple years that nobody is trick-or-treating anymore.
See, why do you care then if people go to the nice houses? Like, you get more kids.
Come to my crappy house.
That's what you think. You think all the, because you live in a crappy neighborhood, all those kids are getting shipped up to, like, the fancy neighborhoods?
I don't live in a crappy neighborhood. Two, no, kids are doing the trunk-or-treats, which is a whole different conversation for me.
You
hate
trunk-or-treating.
I think it totally rips away the tradition of Halloween.
So you think the tradition of Halloween is a way for you to meet your neighbors,
yes,
bond, go door to door, run around your neighborhood.
Be in your community.
Okay. I didn't actually agree with this at all until recently. I would always, my parents would always take us to like the best neighborhoods, or I'd go to my friends and they'd be like, yeah, let's go to the best neighborhoods mm-hmm. or the biggest. We would look for big houses. Like, oh, they got a big ass house. They got money. They got to have full size candy bars.
Exactly.
You know what I learned real fast? Those people usually don't hand out the full size candy bars.
Really?
Yeah. People with money, they're cheap. Those jerks. And the other thing I learned is we go outside in our neighborhood now that we like owned our own first home with our kids, and it's cool. Like, it's cool to play on the run around the neighborhood. And now when we walk around the neighborhood, my son would be like, oh, they had like one of those candy shoots at that house, and that's kind of a cool thing. Do you think it's rude, or do you take your kids to the best neighborhoods? And then where are they so I can get my kids some of those full candy size, full-size candy bars? 314-531-9898. Do us a favor and go and watch the video we just posted on our Instagram of us hand-delivering pumpkins to people in need this holiday season. Their stories are so inspiring. You can see it on our Instagram when you go to Brett Mega Show on IG. Last week on the show, last Friday, we had told you that we had lost a family member of Y98, someone who had been on the air here for 15 years, and that was Jen Myers. She had battled cancer for so long, and yesterday was her celebration of life, and so each of us went to there. It was at the church was called The Gathering, mm-hmm. and the church was beautiful, by the way, and the line was out the door.
Yep.
The impact that Jen had on this community was felt yesterday. Kevin, I know you were one of the first people to arrive.
Yeah,
You were the very first person to go through the line, and Jen was more than just a coworker and someone you did a show with. She was a friend.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it's been hard. It's been very difficult trying to process all this, and you know, God, I pray for her husband, Ryan, and her children, Finn and Nora, and the fact that, you know, they have to go through all of this. This is such a, just, it's so unfair. It's just, you know, Jen was such a warrior and a fighter, and 8 years of battling cancer. Unfortunately, you know, I think about the, you know, physical presence of mom that's not going to be there for those kids for the rest of their life, and it just breaks my heart. But I also know the spirit of Jen will live on. It will live on in those kids. It will live on in the community, and those kids will never be alone because of the love that gathered yesterday. And they showed an incredible video. They showed all these amazing pictures of Jen throughout her life, and I for me, it was very, very hard going in and seeing her parents, Paul and Peggy, because, man, I you know that that's got to be one of the hardest things as a parent, to have to bury your own child. That is so difficult. But
sorry to cut you off, but I had a conversation with her dad, and the piece that I left with it was like, she had fought for so long and no longer is she fighting. And I was like, man, your daughter was a fighter. And he goes, yeah, she really was. And she had just battled and battled and battled. And, you know, there's a sense of peace and calmness.
Absolutely.
And I did feel like they understood that, but it also like sucks. You know, Ryan, her husband, said something to me and he's like, it's like when you know the movie's going to end. I knew the story was going to end. We'd gotten the diagnosis. We knew that she had cancer for so long. But like, as soon as it ends, you don't want it to end. You're like, I'm not ready for it to end. I just want some more time. And I could relate to that when I lost my mom. My mom was sick for so long. We knew she wasn't going to make it. But you're like, I just want another scene, right? Another episode.
Yeah, because the ride was, man, I mean, hellacious at times, all the time, for Jen. I can remember, you know, she would, you know, get a scan and it was positive and it'd be wonderful news. And then she'd go back the next month and sadly the cancer had metastasized and gotten worse and it was, you know, the bad news. So, you know, that part is over. But the love that was in that room yesterday evening was incredible. And just the outpouring and just the people that Jen touched, not just the radio community.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you saw a ton of people from Pedal the Cause there. A great community of cancer, you know, raising awareness and funds to help battle cancer. There's a ton of those people. There were tons of people from all over St. Louis, not just in the press.
Huge, you know, impact.
And the impact that she had just here locally was amazing. And that's what's going to live on. And that's the spirit that's going to live on.
How is it for you, Hannah? I know you were nervous about going to funerals. I don't think anyone likes going to them, but it's something that makes you extremely anxious.
Yeah.
And you and Jen weren't like you didn't really have a relationship with Jen, but you were just there to support the Y98 community and family.
Yeah, I started working for Odyssey just as Jen was leaving. So I did know her briefly, but not as well as others of you in this room right now. But I wanted to pay my respects. I have always admired Jen. She is a...
like a trailblazer for a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a female in radio, she has paved the way. She's helped build up this station, build up St. Louis. I hope that I could be as strong of a talent as she was on air. And I have so much respect for her. And I wanted to be there for Kevin and all of our coworkers and her family. And I thought it was amazing to see how many people came out. I've never waited in a line as long as I did yesterday at a celebration of life. And, you know, I'm seeing her kids and I'm seeing how they interact. And it really is. You could just feel the love. Like, there was so much love there. And I also love seeing the pictures. She was a stunner.
Yes,
she was beautiful.
She was.
So I just, oh.
We wanted to keep you updated on the situation. Lots of love in the room. There is still a GoFundMe that we've posted links to.
Yes.
So the family, if you want to help in any way, shape, or form, you can. You can go to our Instagram and find that, The Brett Mega Show on Instagram. But I, you know, one thing that I said, and my dad always says, life is for the living. Someone went up to her son and asked him about the basketball team. I couldn't hear if it was like, oh, are you going to try out or whatever it is. Like, he's going to play, like, that life goes on. There's basketball tryouts to happen. There's homework to be done. And unfortunately, Jen won't be able to see him on those basketball teams or those things. But their legacy lives on because of, you know, what she was to our community and, you know, Finn and Nora doing their thing out in the community as well. So just want to make sure you updated you on the celebration of life for Jen Myers.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is when we cover all the trending stories. I read off headlines and then Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. We put 2 minutes on the clock because we know you're busy. And so we'll get you up to date with everything that people are talking about in the next 2 minutes. Like, scientists have actually used AI to determine what cheaters look like, Hannah.
What do they look like?
So the researchers surveyed 2,000 people who have cheated in the past, and then they created this AI version of what an unfaithful man and an unfaithful woman will look like.
Okay, who do we look out for?
A typical unfaithful man is in his 40s, bald, with a larger nose, smaller lips, and blue-gray eyes, and short facial hair.
Makes sense.
Okay. The average female cheater has dark hair, a small nose, and her early 50s.
I was going to say AB.
Yeah, I know. What?
Except for the early 50s. Yeah. She kind of is describing AB.
Yeah.
Watch out for AB, guys. KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken.
Oh, keep it moving. No, that's the wrong type of ASMR.
I literally just told you we have ASMR audio for you.
You'll never hear it.
That Kevin pulled.
Okay, fine.
So I want to pull this story. I know I'm going to break the rules. But I literally said, don't pass on the story so you can hear this audio.
You know, I'm protective about my ASMR, but now I'm curious. So I do want to hear
So KMC teamed up with Hatch to create like the white noise sound, and they think it's awesome. Here's the audio.
Okay, I'm not kidding. I'm into it.
I knew you would be. That's why I told you. You're going to want to hear this. That's what you can actually use it to fall asleep as a sound machine. And that's fried chicken.
I love that.
They went to KFC, they have it, like, you see the video of them actually getting the audio of the frying of the chicken, and then now you can use like a 20-minute Spotify to fall asleep with Hatch.
Okay, cool.
Although you said keep it moving, that's the
whole
story.
You know, I'm usually just into like the tapping noises, so I really didn't think fried chicken would get me, but it did. You're right, I'm wrong, okay?
Wow, keep that.
No.
Oh, wow. Is this the scariest and sneakiest Halloween decoration ever?
What?
So this guy, I guess he does this every year. He does like a big decoration of some sort. And a guy actually just has a fern, like a ficus tree that you'd sit out in front of, timer's going off, but it just sits out in front of the house and people think it's just a regular thing. And then you hit a button and like a head pops out of it.
That's like every plant ever on Halloween.
When have you ever seen a regular plant just heads popping out? I need to go trick-or-treating. I need to get Hannah's head.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
What's the most awkward moment that you've ever witnessed at a wedding? 314-531-9898. For the most part, weddings are beautiful, mm-hmm. kind of standard. You know, you go throughout the day. People do the toast. There's a chance those can go wrong. But every now and then, you go to a wedding and you're like, man, that was weird. That was uncomfortable. Because each of them are a little bit different every time.
So really unique.
Anyone ever witness anything uncomfortable happen at a wedding? 314-531-9898. The booze is flowing. Something weird happened. Kevin witnessed something this weekend. He was in a wedding, actually.
I was in a wedding, and it actually happened at the wedding mass because...
of all places.
Well, it's because my nephew decided not to only have me read, but my older brother. And the problem is, when you ask my older brother to read for anything or to give up a Saturday when Notre Dame is playing, it's going to be a problem, and he's going to let you know it.
Seriously?
So, yes, seriously. Seriously. So... I was the guy reading the first reading. My older brother got to read the second reading. So the, you know, ceremony's going great. It's awesome. I do the first reading. I sit down. It's time for the second reading. So my brother turns to me and goes, watch this.
Uh-oh. No, he didn't.
And
he gets up and he goes, before I read, and I'm going, oh, dear God, no. And I am looking at my sister, whose son is getting married, and I'm going, oh, she's furious. And then I'm looking at my nephew, and he is like, what's going on? Everybody's going, you know, before I read, I want to say that the priest, he was correct. Jesus is here today. Okay, so not, so far, so good. I'm like, okay, this is not terrible. But his mother isn't. His mother is in New Jersey watching Notre Dame play Navy.
That's what he said?
You know. So, go Irish, and now on with the second reading. And there was,
did anyone think that was funny, or was it just crickets?
There was a smattering of laughter, but they were all like, what's going on?
Like an awkward laugh. We all know the awkward laugh.
And I am looking at my nephew, and he is furious. And then I'm looking at my sister, and she is, I'm going, somebody's not coming to Thanksgiving dinner because of this faux pas.
Was she pissed?
She was very
angry. Did she tell him afterwards?
Yes. In fact, so, you know, he did a great job with the reading and sat down, and, you know, the ceremony went on. It was wonderful. During the photos after, you know, when the family gets together, I asked my nephew, do you want my older brother in this or do you want Uncle Paul gone?
And that's funny.
He goes, no, it's okay. That's okay. It's family. But he did tell me, he goes, thank you for not doing something stupid during the ceremony.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, during the reception, he heard a little
bit. It's usually speeches.
It usually is, but that's what I mean. You know, they asked him to speak, and as he
can't give someone a microphone.
No, and as he even said, I will never be asked again to read at somebody's wedding.
This is why they didn't give Hannah a microphone at her cousin's
wedding. Yeah, I mean, the worst wedding experience I've ever had was being demoted as maid of honor and still having to give a speech. And I didn't get a microphone either, so that was entertaining. Yeah. I was just thinking the whole time, all these people know, like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Guys, I swear to God, during a best man speech, a guy rapped. He performed a rap.
That's so bad.
Like, he was trying to go viral on TikTok, but it was the worst wannabe rap song I've ever heard in my life. I literally was like, what is happening during a best man speech? Mm. Anyone ever witnessed something weird, uncomfortable, awkward at a wedding? 314-531-9898. We want to take your calls while we're commercial free. What's the most awkward, uncomfortable moment you've ever witnessed at a wedding? 314-531-9898. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Kevin's brother was asked to do a reading, and it'll probably be the last time he's ever asked to do a reading.
Yeah, he interrupted the reading to you know, not necessarily say a prayer, but mention that Notre Dame was playing Navy during the actual ceremony.
You know what? I always see that go viral. Like, oh man, this guy's watching the game at the wedding or during the ceremony. I've never actually witnessed that before. Oh. Or you always see, like, in the movie, someone interrupt, like, hey, does anyone object if these two should get married? And someone says, right. I interrupt.
Yeah, that's every movie.
I've never seen that happen before. I'm curious if anyone's ever seen anything like that before. Like, there was a big interruption. Craziest thing I ever saw is somebody busted out in literally a rap performance, like, wannabe TikTok star, as a best man speech. 314-531-9898.
That gives me the crippling ick. Someone just texted in and said, I went to a wedding where the bride and groom danced to Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow.
Oh,
that is not like
isn't
a.
Isn't it about death? Like yeah, your pictures, like
I put your picture away because they broke up.
Oh yeah, the divorce. Yeah, that's what. Like, what is that song about? Yes,
yeah, it's because not of lovey-dovey.
Yeah, interesting song that they chose.
Yeah. Another one says, not awkward or uncomfortable for anyone but myself, but I was maid of honor for my bestie of over 20 years, and I just sobbed through the entire speech like an ugly one where you just huff and puff and your face turns into a goblin. Aww. Yep, that was me.
All right, respect that. But I also feel like when you care that much, people like are forgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they forgive.
But it's still embarrassing.
Yeah. A little bit. It's okay, though.
This is a great story. Robin, what happened at a wedding you were at?
Okay, well, it was actually the wedding reception.
Okay.
And everybody was out dancing, having a great time. And this lady was out on the dance floor in her wheelchair, and there was a guy holding her hands and dancing along and having a great time. And all of a sudden, she reaches down underneath of her dress.
Oh, boy.
And whips out her granny panty underwear and starts swinging them around.
Shut up.
The sexiest woman ever.
No, my God. Yeah, no, she didn't.
It was terrible.
I love her.
Oh, wow.
I love her. She was just swinging her granny panty underwear around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a helicopter.
Some hot granny panties.
Some hot granny panties. Nothing sexier than her just reaching down and then ripping off those granny panties.
Baby.
Things were getting wild on the dance floor. We are still commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Thanks so much for listening. It's Y98 St. Louis. The video just dropped this morning of us hand-delivering pumpkins all over the St. Louis community. You can see the look of just happiness on these people's faces. People called in with stories that were just so inspiring. People that were going through a tough time and their friends or family are like, let's have the show to hand deliver a pumpkin to you as a pick-me-up. And it was such a cool moment for those listeners. So if you want to see that video, go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on IG. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
It's the best time of year. The Sexiest Men Alive release their Reader's Choice winners. I'll reveal who they are at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
People's Sexiest Man Alive is already right around the corner, which is crazy to me because I feel like we just found out last year. But that title will be released on November 12th. But ahead of that title, People Magazine released their Reader's Choice for Sexiest Men, which is like people pick like a couple different categories. So it's not the real deal or title, but it's a co-op of being sexy, which I'd still say is a pretty good title.
They do. They put them all in different categories. Yes. And so, yeah.
So there's different one. Something that's interesting to me, though, is that this year there were nearly 350,000 votes that were casted in the Reader's Choice poll.
I can't believe that.
Which
wow.
makes it the highest participation in the poll's history.
Wow.
So very competitive.
Yeah. It's funny that like the Sexiest Man Alive live thing is still a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I love it. Keep it going. There's 15 different categories covering like a total wide range of interests from like musician to first time dad. Like social media is a really big influence on it now. So Sexiest Musician actually went to Harry Styles this year, which I feel like is kind of because he's already taken home this title like so many different times.
I know. Has anyone, was he the last?
He was there a couple years ago.
I can't remember if it was immediately last year, but he's won multiple titles before. His competition was Zach Bryan, but I'd rather go to Harry than Zach Bryan because Zach Bryan has really been on my list recently, not my good list. Sexiest First Time Dad.
By the way, it was Patrick Dempsey last year. Remember everyone was surprised and shocked? I just looked it up.
It was
McDreamy because he's not even like relevant anymore. But
yes, he is.
For what?
He's forever iconic. Anyway, Sexiest First Time Dad went to Robert Pattinson, which is crazy that he beat out Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's true.
Good point.
Yeah.
But I feel like Robert Pattinson is known as being a better looking. Bieber is just known as
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. People think Robert Pattinson has better looks, where Bieber is just like a bigger heartthrob. Like Bieber's just bigger name.
Sexiest podcast host? It's two people, not just one. Kevin Berghoff and Brett Megan.
Okay.
It's the Kelce brothers, Travis and Jason, obviously given.
Yeah.
And then one was interesting, Sexiest TikTok Star, which I can't even believe is a category now. It went to Mark Estes, a.k.a. Kristen Cavallari's ex-boyfriend, the Montana boy.
Interesting. Who do you think will be it this year?
That was him. That's who won.
No, I meant like, who do you think would November 11th won, the sexiest one? Who do you think?
Oh, the overall title?
Yeah.
Glenn Powell.
Oh, I think it's C. Glenn.
Oh, that's a good call.
Ooh, I think that's a really good guess. I was trying to think of like who's like people have been surprised. I thought like Adam Brody because of the new Nobody Wants This. And like, I could see like Adam Brody winning it.
No.
And then I think if they just give the people what they want, they'll put Travis on there.
Travis Kelce?
That's so basic. Yeah. Give us a little something. I'm voting for Glenn. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's try to see if we can get the Megamind question of the day correct. AB is off today, so just Hannah and Kevin guessing. Almost two-thirds of women between the ages of 22 and 35 admitted doing this.
I really wish AB was here because my answer directly correlates with her. I'm going to say the answer is sleeping with a stuffed animal. AB does that. She sleeps with her little blankie.
All right.
I'm going to say cheating, sleeping with another person.
Whoa! Kevin!
Kevin going wild.
All right, we went from one end to the other.
Kevin's end is closer.
Oh.
Two-thirds of women between the ages of 22 to 35 have admitted doing this. See if you can get it correct. 314-531-9898. Know that Kevin's answer is closest. Mm. Find out what it is at 848.
Mega Minds!
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. Almost two-thirds of women between the ages of 22 and 35 have admitted doing this.
I said sleeping with a blankie or a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's
something.
Where you were at. I said you were not even close, Kevin.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to be wholesome. Clearly, that gets me nowhere.
But I leapfrogged.
Kevin's not wholesome.
Yeah, I leapfrogged on that sleeping and sleeping with another person.
It's not that big. I felt like Kevin's closest.
Our texts like are basically all sexual. Dave texted in and said having a one-night stand with an ex.
It's not. Oh, with an ex. The very specific, Dave.
Saucy. Wow.
It's not. Almost two-thirds of women between the ages of 22 to 35 have admitted taking a nudie.
Oh!
Hannah's face! What's that face, Hannah?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. My face is saying nothing. I'm not saying anything.
Stop being part of the statistic.
I'm not saying anything. Nobody can use anything against me.
Mega Minds!
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.